Welcome to everyone, Chanukah Sameach. We are in over here, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, Steve Dahl. We could call page 51. That's where we're up to next. But we're really in the middle of this whole Steve Dahl, which goes from page 50 to page 52. Let's first chazer quickly what we got to last time, and then we'll come talk and we'll talk more about Halacha Lemaisa. Remember, we had five shitas over here by a puzzle Sefer Torah. Rov Rishonim hold a puzzle Sefer Torah. There's nothing to talk about. You can't read it. Anything you read from it was not good. That's how Rov Rishonim Paskin, Mitzvahs Rishonim. Paskin that you're allowed to read Bidyavid in a puzzle Sefer Torah, what you've read and what you continue to read is all going to be good, because even though you're not Yotzi the mitzvah of rereading a Sefer Torah, however, you will be Yotzi the mitzvah of Kriyas Torah, even in a Sefer Torah that would not be considered completely kosher. Okay, even if it's missing a whole sentence, that you can still read in such a Sefer Torah. Lemais, the Mechaber Paskins like this Rebbe, the Mahari Beirab, who holds that lichatchila you are never somech on the mixas rishonim. Lichatchila we would never read in a pasuk Sefer Torah, and therefore you cannot continue anything, including another pasuk, including making a bracha that's in the Sefer Torah. And once you know it's pasuk, you close up the Sefer Torah and you bring out a new one, and therefore you have to continue only from there. The bracha you said beforehand is going to be good, because b'di'evid you can be somech on what you have already read, and the brachos b'di'evid can be yisamech on mixas rishonim. So that's basically the psak lichatchila, like rov rishonim b'di'evid, like mixas rishonim, whatever you have done already, you can be somech on. You cannot do anything new in the puzzle Sefer Torah. You have to take out the new one, as we mentioned many times before. Okay, that is the Mari Beirav. Then we saw the Ramah is basically a synthesis between the fourth shita, which is the Mordechai. The Mordechai holds that even though we don't like reading from a puzzle Sefer Torah, however it happens in the middle of the Kriya, you basically have to make sure that you can finish off this Aliyah. If you could finish off the Aliyah where you are right now, it's not within three psukim of a psukha or stuma, you can stop right there. Great, you stop right there, you make a bracha on the puzzle Sefer Torah, and then you go ahead and take out the new Sefer Torah. And even a bigger chiddush, says the Mordechai, if you're in a place where you can't stop, if you're in a place where you can't stop, we don't want you taking out another Sefer Torah, make a second and new bracha in the second Sefer Torah. Therefore, you have to read through the mistake until a place where you could stop. Then you stop, and then you could go ahead and make a bracha achrona, the bracha asher nasan lanu. You take out the new Sefer Torah, and you finish up the Kriyas Torah. The Ramah, once again, Paskin, and this is how Rove Ashkenazim go halacha lemaisa, like the Roma, even though we saw the Gra in a different shita, and the Bach Parson like the Mordechai. Rove Ashkenazim today followed the Psak of the Roma, who says the following. Once again, if you are in a place where you could stop, you are not within three psukim of psukha or stuma, then you stop right there and you make a bracha achorna asher nasan lanu, and that's it. Until you close it up, make a bracha achorna, like the Mordechai said. However, the second chiddush of the Mordechai, the Ramah, does not take on. You can never read through a mistake if you're in a place where you cannot stop. You're in a place where you cannot stop and you have not read three psukim already, okay? Or you have not read three psukim that in the Kriya, then you would have to close up the Sefer Torah, bring out the new one, and finish off the Kriya in the new one, and then make a bracha achrona. So in that situation, the Mechadur, Sfardim, and the Ashkenazim would do exactly the same thing, where you cannot stop over there. What's considered not being able to stop according to the Ramah? We talked about two instances for sure, and that is if you have not yet read three psukim, that's not a good aliyah, okay? That's one time. And the second time, as we mentioned before, is if you're within, you're one or two psukim before or after a psukha or a stuma, you cannot stop there either. Okay? What about the other case that we talked about earlier, and we're not supposed to stop either? What's that? Who remembers what another place you're not supposed to stop? Bad news.
You just said it.
Bad news. Okay, you're not supposed to say bad news is bad for the Jews. No good. We don't stop over there when there is bad news for the Jews. Okay? Bad news for the Goyim, we can stop, but bad news for the Jews. But over here, though, there's a difference between that place where you can't stop and the psuchas and stumas of thin three psukim. That's me'ikr de din of the Gemara. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Beferish, because I'm bringing up those examples. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal told me, if you're fit, three psukim, and you're not within a three psukim, two psukim of a psuch or stuma, but it happens to be bad news there, in this case, you would stop there, you would make a bracha achron over there, even though we generally don't like to stop over there. Why? This is a very important halachic principle. By halachas that are found from the Gemara, those carry a lot more heavy weight, than something that's brought down later on in the poskim. Okay? Even though we obviously poskim like it, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, or the Ramah brings it down, and we definitely like to follow it. However, it doesn't carry as much weight as something that's Mikar the Din of the Gemara. And therefore, Mikar the Din of the Gemara, you're not allowed to, you have to read more than three Pesukim, number one. And you can't stop within three Pesukim of Pesukha Stuma. Therefore, in that case, we cannot make a bro, you cannot stop there no matter what. In this case, where you're dealing with a Bidiyevit, you found a puzzle saver Torah, if it's a case where you just happen to be in a place where there's bad news going on, we would say you would stop over there and you would go ahead and then only take out the second Sefer Torah after you made the bracha achrona and continue from where you left off over there. Okay? Fine. The Mishnah Berurah also, in Sivkot and Tad Zayin, he's talking to the Mechaber, it would be the same thing. Over here in the Roma, when we take out the new Sefer Torah, even though we say Bidiyevit, we're somich on whatever you read it said you had three aliyahs already, you only have to call it four aliyahs, make her to did. The Mishnah Berurah does say, Mikol Makom, Yim Esher Likot Zayin Kruim, Mimakom Shepasko, Ad Sofa Sidra, Vaday Roi, Venachon Lassos, Kein Lechatchila. If you can now do seven aliyahs, if it's Shabbos, obviously, you do, if you could add now seven more aliyahs, or, and the new Sefer Torah, by adding Hosafas, that would be a Lechatchila thing to do. Once again, your Yotze, if you did not do that, but that would be a Lechatchila thing to do. Now, let's just read through the Ramah again over here, and then we'll add a couple of more important things. In Kfar Karu Imo Gimel Pesukim, and the bottom of page 51, In Kfar Karu Imo Gimel Pesukim, Asher Lahasik. If you could stop there once again, Poskim Shamu Varech Achara, that we all know. Umashlima Minir Mesever Torah Acheris Emotziin. Vahad Emotziin Acheris. Now, here the Ramah adds it. That when we take out a new Sefer Torah, what is it considered a psul that you have to take out a new Sefer Torah for? I'm in page 52 right now. Hademotzi in acheres, dafka shenimsa toz gomor. That's only if you find a complete toz in a Sefer Torah. Aval, we'll read through it, I'll explain in 1 second. Aval mishum chaserus v'yaserus. By letters, adding a letter, missing a letter, ein lahotzi acheres, you do not bring out another Sefer Torah. You continue reading from that Sefer Torah. She'ein sifri ha-Torah shalanu meduyakim kol kach. We don't hold that our Sefer Torah is completely meduyak. Kol kach she'namar she'nomar she'acheres ke yoter kosher. To say that we bring out a new Sefer Torah, that's going to be more kosher than the Sefer Torah that you are bringing out. What is he talking about? What do you mean our Sefer Torahs are not? We're talking about over here. Chaserus and Yaserus means that if you have words that are sometimes read Malay, and sometimes read chaser. Sometimes it's with a yud, and sometimes without a yud. Sometimes it's read with a vav, sometimes it's read without a vav. Those are chaseros and yaseros, even though part of the time in the Torah it's written one way, and another time it's written in the Torah a different way. We are not bekeen to say that's for sure, that either one's the correct spelling. It could be that's always supposed to be Malay, and it could be that's always supposed to be chaser. Therefore, a word that is sometimes written this way, if it's written, his word is supposed to be written one way, and now it's written in a different way, meaning sometimes written this way, sometimes written that way, and we have a chazakah that's this time supposed to be with a yud, and now you find the Sefer Torah this time without a yud, that's taught called chaseros or yaseros, and we would not take out another Sefer Torah for that. That is the Ramah's pshara. Now, what's this pshara? If you look weiter in the Ramah, it says, umaril pasak de'in la'avi Sefer Torah chers. Nimaril basically says, anytime you're missing letters and stuff like that, you never take out another one, because we're not bekeen to know what's supposed to be for sure in the Sefer Torah, what's not. Ubeis Yosef Pasuk, the Beis Yosef Paskins, that we assume what way our Sefer Torah are written are exactly correct, and therefore, even if it's missing a yud or a vav in a place and a word that sometimes written with a yud, sometimes without a yud or with a vav or without a vav, Pasuk the Tzarech Lahotzi Sefer Torah Cheres, Beis Yosef Paskins, you always bring out another Sefer Torah. So in Machlokas Maril, the Beis Yosef, basically the Maril holds you always don't. The Beis Yosef says you always do. And therefore this is the Pshara of Tzarech Lechalikach. The Ramah comes up with this Pshara. Look inside Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Kalchas. Hainu, Derech Achra. This is the way of Paskin in the middle Shita. Didasa Augur Dafila Batoz Gomer Emotzin. Didasa Augur, which is also the Maril, he just said over here that even on a Toz Gomer, even if it's not just by words that are Sunday spelled like this, Sunday spelled like that, even a Toz Gomer, you would not bring out another thing. Delo Yerviach, because you're not going to be gaining anything. The Gam Sefer Torah Cheres, Asher the Puzzle, but Chaseres Yaseres, because maybe the other Sefer Torah also has things that are missing or added. Didasa Beis Yosef Dafila Bachaseres Yaseres Motzin. Beis Yosef holds, even by Chaseres and Yaseres, you would bring out a Sefer Torah. Therefore, the Ramah comes out with this halacha lemaisa. Therefore, that's how we pass in halacha lemaisa. If it's on a word that is sometimes spelled one way or another way, we would not take it on another Sefer Torah for this. But if not, then we would. If it's any other Sefer Torah, then we are going to bring out another Sefer Torah. Now, other places that are considered Taus Gomer. Taus Gomer, everyone, both the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, isn't it? So for sure, it's missing a word. It's missing a letter in something that is spelled always the same way. That's for sure going to be a Taus Gomer. What are other Taus Gomer? Sivkot and Kafei over here. He says over here, Kigon Shaya Chaser O Yasser Teva O Osachas O Shia Kriv Makom Ksiv. If you have, it's supposed to be a Kriu Ksiv, and they write in the Torah the way that it's supposed to be read and not the way it's supposed to be written. That's for sure possible. Oh, psucha b'makom stuma. They have the spacing incorrect. You have a psucha in a place where there's supposed to be a stuma, or a stuma in a place that's supposed to be a psucha. That's also no good. Olipach v'chainim kata psucha stuma makom shein tzarichos shechisro. Or they add a psucha. They add spacing in the Torah that doesn't belong. B'chol elu tzarich lotzi acheres. All those you have to bring out a new sefer Torah. V'adin says the Mishnah Berurah im nimsa shtei tevos shelo herchi karaui. If there are two tevos that are not spread apart correctly. Okay? Ad shetinok lochokim velotir korek teva achas olehipach. If you have a word that has too much spacing in the middle, that looks like two words, or the opposite, where you have two words that are supposed to, they have two words that are supposed to be separate, but they look like they're together and they could be read together, then this is the case where you bring a tinek to lochachim lotipesh. Okay, this is a case. Not other, not all cases you can bring it. They will talk about this later on. Also, you could bring a child who doesn't know what you're supposed to do over here, which many people get wrong. You have to cover up everything else in the Sefer Torah. The child is only supposed to read that part of the Sefer Torah. So he reads the whole sentence. Obviously, he can figure out by himself what this word is supposed to be. If he reads it as one word, it's supposed to be two words. Or he reads it as two words and it's supposed to be one word. That's a psul gamre, and therefore you'd have to take out a new Sefer Torah for such a thing. Okay, Viter, a couple lines down. Let's say you have certain letters that were written, but now they got erased. The ink got old. If you could still see the letters, just faded a little bit. Therefore, a child would read the letter, you would be able to see the letter. You don't take another Sefer Torah. But if it's now, the ink, the black has turned to red, and it looks like a reddish saver letter, that's no good. That's a shino in the mara. You have to use black ink, and therefore over here it looks like red ink. It's not going to be good. You have to take it out another Sefer Torah. And then maybe the most common example, five more lines down. I'm seven lines from the bottom of the page. In bishasa kriya nimsa os echa dovuk lechaveru. If you find two letters that are touching each other, okay, every letter is supposed to be mukafvil. Every letter is supposed to be surrounded by parchment. You're not allowed to have letters touching. If you now find something that is davuk lechavero, imad dvekas hu b'chol orechos, it's completely connected, the letter. Or the letter now looks like a different letter because it came together. Al yidei dvekos. Oshinishtanetzor v'dalad kotav dalad b'makom reish. Or another example is in the place of a dalad, it looks like a resh. O bet b'makom kaf, or the bet looks like a kaf. B'chol elu dinam ketaus gomer shetzarich lautzi acheres. All those are going to be cases where it's going to be considered a taus gomer, and you have to bring out a new sefer Torah. Okay, in certain cases, if it's during the week, you can fix it. Okay, you can just go to the gara if you know what you're doing. You can go ahead and fix it, but on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fix it either, and you don't have to bring out another sefer Torah. I don't want to get into it, it's going to get a little bit confusing. The next paragraph, though, it talks about if they're only dovuk in a certain way that doesn't change the tzuras osios at all, okay, he says if it's done in a certain way, it could be that in certain cases it's going to be kosher, okay? And this, even in this, even the Mishnah Berurah is cool. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Paschal's like the Chaznish over here. If it's nidbak there also, you have to take it out. And that's generally, I believe, the minhag most people take out anytime there's a dvekas at all. It's also very complicated. We end up taking out a new Sefer Torah. In the end, he brings down a very interesting cloud. At the end of Sikon Kavhei, says the Chavetz Chaim, Ach nokun hai klalu biyadcho. Take the following rule in your hand. Kol makom shehuzkar b'hilchos Sefer Torah shu pasul v'adai. Anytime that we learn in Hilchos Sefer Torah, you have to open up Yoredeya and Hilchos Stam over there. We hold it's a pasul Sefer Torah legamrei. Yesh lahotzi acheres. Then we will bring out a new Sefer Torah. But something that's a machlokas a poskim, whether it really passes the Sefer Torah or not, You could be makel because then it's like a sveik sveik. Why? Because anyways, there are post-game that held you never take out a new Sefer Torah because we're not such begin, and maybe you can even be yotze by reading out of a puzzle Sefer Torah. And now you're sorry the fact that hold, there are post-game that hold that this specific thing that you're dealing with is not considered a psul. And therefore, like a snake snake, you don't have to take out an answer. Now you have to be a big Talmud Chacham to be holding in Hilchos, not only Kriyas Torah, but Hilchos Sefer Torah to know what is considered mamish a psul, what is not considered vadei a psul. Last thing over here, we'll look inside Sivkotin Kav Zayin. Sivkotin Kav Zayin is going on the fact that Mishnah Rambam says certain times you would not, certain psalm you would not have to take out a new Sefer Torah. Says over here, V'huadim, Osios Gedolos Uktanos Shenim Surah Mitzorah, O Aina Nafuchos, O Pain Kfufos, signs we have certain Mitzorahs to have, like by Vayikra, you have the small letter in the over there, in, the small Aleph over there in Vayikra, if it's written big, instead of small, or other letters that are written small instead of big, that's not considered a psul, and you do not have to take another Sefer Torah. Also, in Parshas Balos, so we have the Nun HaFuchos over there. If you don't have them, it's not considered a Apostle Sefer Torah, even though it's against our Mesorah. It's not considered a Apostle. Lo mikri shuni lo tziacheres, de lo adim mechaseres and yiseres and iskalel. This is no worse than chaseres and yiseres that we saw before. V'chein. Sometimes you have those dots above certain words, okay? We have nekudos over there. So there's some examples where it would not passel the Sefer Torah. Well, there's some examples of Ezrat Hashem. We will continue from over here next time. We have more to talk about Adkan for today.